Greetings and welcome, Renegades, to another episode of Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, also known as Preacher Joe. So today, we're going to be tackling a question that's as old as time itself. Why does God allow suffering? But before we dive into that topic, let me take a quick moment to say a heartfelt thank you to each and every single one of you. Can you believe it? Renegades is 1 year old already. That's right. On the 28th of March, we celebrated our first anniversary. And it's all thanks to you, our community, and our family. See, your support, your engagement, and your hunger for depth has brought us to this point. You know what I mean? And so if you haven't already, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button for me and drop us a comment. Share your journey, your questions, and let's keep this conversation alive and kicking for another year. You know what I mean? And now, why do we ask for likes and subscriptions and comments? See, it's simple. It helps us reach more men like us. Men seeking to reconcile their strength with their spirituality. Men striving to live lives of faith and fortitude. Every like, every subscription, every share helps us reach someone who needs to hear that they are not alone in their struggle, you know? And speaking of support, hey, have you checked out Warrior Spirit Warehouse? Come on, yeah, check it out, man. We've got everything from ball caps and snapbacks to t-shirts, hoodies, even baby onesies and doggy bandanas. We got everything for the whole family, you know what I mean? So equip yourselves and your family with gear that speaks to who you are. Battle-ready believers, you know what I mean? Find a link in the description below and wear your faith proudly. How about it? You know what I mean? And now, to the heart of our discussion, why does God allow suffering? See, this is a question that's echoed through the ages, and one that deserves our attention. In the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we are reminded to consider it pure joy. My brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. See, suffering, as it turns out, has a purpose. It shapes us, it molds us, and it brings us closer to our completeness. But why suffering? Why not another way? See, throughout the Bible, we see suffering used as a tool for growth, a means to draw us closer to God, to rely on Him, and to strengthen our faith. See, like gold refined by fire, our trials and our sufferings purify us. Strip away the impurities. You know what I mean? It makes us more resilient and more reliant on God. See, in modern times, we see this truth play out in countless ways. Consider the story of a man who came back from war, broken and lost, only to find his strength in God. Or the father who lost his job but found in that loss a deeper appreciation for the value of family and faith. See, these stories, like countless others, remind us that while suffering is a part of our journey, it's not the end. It's a chapter that, when navigated with faith, can lead to profound growth and understanding. See, in the midst of our struggles, see, it's often hard to see any reason or purpose, yet Scripture provides us with a lantern, shall we say, to light our path through these dark times. Take, for instance, 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 9, where Paul speaks of the Lord telling him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." See, this powerful message, my friends, reminds us that even in our weakest moments, we are not abandoned. Instead, it's precisely in these moments that God's strength shines brightest through us. When we're brought to our knees, we are in the perfect position to pray, to reach out, and to rely more fully on God's grace. You know, another great example that we could use is found in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, where we are encouraged to rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that our sufferings produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, Glory to God. Because God's love has been poured into their hearts. See, this passage doesn't just tell us that suffering will happen. It tells us that there is a divine purpose to our pain. It's in the process of transformation where each stage of suffering refines us. It molds us into individuals of strong character and deepens our capacity for hope. So, why does God allow suffering? Why does he allow us to suffer? It's a profound way to bring us closer to him, to refine us, and to help us grow in faith, endurance, and character, like I said a minute ago. It's in our suffering that we are often find our deepest connection with God and to one another. See, we are reminded that Jesus himself was not a stranger to suffering. His journey to the cross is a testament to the fact that suffering is not without purpose or end. See, let's bring this home with some real life applications and examples, right? Consider the story of a veteran who, after facing the horrors of combat, struggles with PTSD. In his suffering, he turns to the scripture, to prayer, and finds a community that supports him. Through his journey, he not only draws closer to God, but also becomes a beacon of hope to others facing similar battles. Let's think about the single parent facing the overwhelming task of raising children alone. It is in her struggle she leans on passages like Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. See, it is her faith that sustains her, transforming her suffering into a testament of perseverance and a trust in God's provision. See, these examples show us that in our suffering, we are not forsaken. Instead, we are given the opportunity to draw closer to God, to lean on his strength, and to grow in ways that we never thought were possible. Draw nigh to God, for he will draw nigh to you. See, so brothers, as we face our trials, let us remember to seek refuge in scripture, to see our suffering through the lens of God's purpose, and to allow our trials to strengthen our faith and our character. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless and hurrah.
I lost my mind to reason, and ever since that day, life been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say. Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting out, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him.